So the scripture I'm going to read today is from Matthew. It's chapter 18, and it's verses 21 through 35. Then Peter came and said, "Lord, look, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times." Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to the king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all of his possessions, and payment be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then this fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he could pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to the Lord all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said, 'You wicked slave, I forgave all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he could pay his entire debt. So the Heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." So the question here is about forgiveness. So the first part of this, I kind of want to explain what the forgiveness part of the slave and then the second person, how he wasn't very forgiving. Because I don't think we really understand the amount of forgiveness here. So my first question to you is, how many times are you willing to forgive? When somebody does something, how many times are you willing to forgive them? So think about that as we go through this message. So in Jewish tradition, you were expected to forgive a single person at least three times. Okay? So when Peter throws out seven, Peter's really trying to seem better than tradition. He knows the answer's three, but he doesn't want to say three because that might make him seem a little miserly. But he says seven. I think we should forgive seven. But Jesus says, no, it should be much more than that, to almost no end. And so for us, we can't be forgiven until we're willing to forgive others. So I want to explain when in this parable, I have a hard time with parables. I don't know about you guys. Some of them I go, oh yeah, I get that. And some of them I go, I have no idea what he's talking about. And maybe if I lived 2,000 years ago, it would make more sense to me. But so I'm going to first kind of explain the parable. So one talent, because they're talking about money here, which we don't understand. One talent was equal to 15 years of wages. Okay? So 10,000 talents is a lot of years. Okay? Longer than anyone ever is going to live. Okay? So when he goes back to the guy that owes him the denarii, it's really 100 denarii is only 1 year's, 1 day's wage. So he won't forgive, it's basically 3 months of debt, but yet he was just given 150,000 years of debt. And that's what this parable's showing, about how much debt the first guy gave away. And the second guy wasn't willing to give up anything. So his master said, you know what, you're never going to be able to repay this. And if you remember, he says, oh yeah, I'll pay you all back. He is not. It is never going to happen. And yet, he said, well, I'll forgive you anyway. I'll forgive all this debt. And when he went to the second guy, he had a debt that could be repaid, and yet he wasn't able to forgive him at all. And so whether we're talking about money or hurt feelings or hurt heart, whatever it is, we're supposed to forgive as many times as we can forgive. So I looked up three different scriptures, and I just wanted to read them to you. It's about forgiveness. From Romans 12:14, bless those that persecute you, bless and do not curse them. When someone's being mean to you, persecutes just another way of being mean, however mean they're being to you, it is hard to forgive them. I'm not saying it's easy. From Matthew, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Equally not easy to do. Because if somebody's done something where you feel like they're an enemy, and I'm not talking about Sheldon on Big Bang enemy where he has his enemies list. I'm talking about a real enemy, somebody that's been mean to you, done something, not some slight that they don't even know about. It's hard to forgive people because you were hurt. And it's hard to do that. And then from Proverbs, do not rejoice when enemies fall, and do not let your heart be glad when they stumble. So that's kind of going, well, they got what they deserved. They were mean to me. They got what they deserved. That's not really what we're supposed to do either. We're not trying to get even because of something that somebody did to us or slighted us. We're trying to forgive them. And so it's really hard to do. And so then I have a few things that I want to talk about. So as we think about forgiveness, we need to remember that our sins brought death to God's Son. Now for my class this time, because I talked to you about the class I take, and I'm actually have all my papers in for the first week. It's a big thumbs up. And I've already started reading my second time. And this class is about theology, which when I had to sign up for it, I'm going, boy, this could be really boring. But it's been really interesting so far. And one of the things that in the reading, because we haven't met in class yet, but I've never really thought of this way, I tend to think of sin as in the consequences it causes, not in what it was. So if you have somebody and of whatever they do, we think about, oh, they got caught by the police and they had to do this. Or it caused them to have family troubles because their spouse found out they weren't being faithful. We think about the consequences, but we don't think about the actual sin. And maybe if we thought about the sin first, we would never get to the consequences. But that causes times for forgiveness. Causes times for forgiveness. So, I think most of us here would expect when we do something wrong and we go to the Lord in prayer that we are going to be forgiven. So if we go to God and we say, you know what, I was mean, Sawyer's not here today, my grandson, so I'll pick on him. You know what, I was kind of mean to Sawyer. Now I have a really true story where I was kind of mean to Sawyer, but he scared me. Last year about this time, we have an above ground pool. I was working on getting it put up and he was in the backyard with me. And so I was in the little shed that we keep stuff and I looked out and he's got a floaty thing. I thought, how did he get that? Because we have a gate on the back of the pool. I thought, well, it must have blown off. So I'm back in the barn working. I come out again. He's got a different toy. And so I look up there and he's on the deck and the gate's not up. So I had to apologize twice because I yelled at my wife when she came around the corner because the gate wasn't up. I yelled at him to get off. I about made him cry because what really was the problem was I was scared that he would fall in the pool. And he still can't really swim even a year later, but he could paddle enough to get to the edge now. So it scared me and I yelled at him. So I had to ask for forgiveness. Made for a really good sermon that Sunday, I'll tell you. But I had to ask for forgiveness. Now, you could say, well, he was wrong because he got up on the deck. And even as a four-year-old, he knew we didn't want him up there because he calls that gate Sawyer's Gate. It's to keep him off the deck. So he knew he wasn't supposed to be up there. So, but the problem for me was I yelled at him inappropriately. And so it was like the next day at church. I said, you know, it worked right into the sermon. I said, I had to ask for his forgiveness. I said, I'm going to go home today and tell my wife I'm sorry. Then I went, yeah, I'm sort of sorry. I should be really sorry, but I was upset with her because she didn't have the gate up. And so we do those things. So as we want God to forgive us for being mad at Sawyer and Benita, I expect God to forgive me for that anger that just jumped right out at me. And so you could say, oh, well, you know, that wasn't really my fault because she would have put the gate up, then he wouldn't have been on the deck, and I wouldn't have yelled. But at the end of the day, I was the one who yelled. I was the one who needed to ask for forgiveness. And so when I go to God and ask for forgiveness, and I truly expect that I'll be forgiven, what's my duty to anyone else around me that does something that where they ask for forgiveness? I need to accept it. So the other thing it talks about here is, it doesn't really talk about it, but I think it's part of it, is God's mercy that he gives to us each and every day. Now, I think we throw around some words sometimes like mercy, and so I looked it up, and so mercy really is, the definition of mercy is, it's a free gift from God that we didn't earn or deserve. Deserves, probably the better word, but we can't earn mercy from God. It's something he gives us each and every day because he loves us. Because he loves us. Now, I always like it in prayer time when somebody brings up something that then I can use in the sermon, in case you think this is all planned out by the infinite degree. And so Ann today talked about a lot of the things I talk about is how can we get the lessons in Scripture and then use them in real life. And you're going to find a lot of my sermons are like that because it's about me in some way, because I read this and sometimes I understand it, and sometimes when I read it, I don't understand it. So a lot of times for me, it's, what does this really mean? Just like the talent thing, I never understood that he was talking about 150,000 years of wages. I mean, it was just money. Could have been 5 weeks of money. I didn't know. And so I'm glad she brought that up today, because I think sometimes when we're trying to change our lives and how we deal with people, we think of it as, what do I have to do to make this, so we'll say about forgiveness. So if I go to Dale and I say, Dale, you know what? I was wrong. I shouldn't have told you to play B flat on that when it was clearly a C. Whatever the forgiveness is, and I should go to Dale and ask for that. And Dale should forgive me, because he goes, yeah, I can't read music. I don't know what to tell you. And so,
some days it's a challenge.
But we ask for forgiveness and we expect it back. Now, I think sometimes we think no matter what it is, you know what? I can do all that stuff on my own. I am a big enough person. I am close enough to my relationship with the Lord that I can go and ask for forgiveness from anybody. And I should always expect forgiveness back. But what if you don't get forgiveness back? Have you ever gone to someone and said, you know what, I'm really sorry I did that, and they didn't accept it, your apology? Or you never got the chance to apologize. Now, because I'm old, and just is the way it is, so how many of you here have ever played the game aggravation? Yeah. And they call it that because it's aggravating. You get close to home and somebody knocks you back. So this was a long time ago. The lady that watched my sister and I when we were young, this was kind of when aggravation first came out, and her husband would take linoleum for tops, and he would make aggravation boards out of it, and they were really cool. And they had friends that came over, and they would play aggravation all the time. And one day, they were playing, and we were already gone, and they came over at night, and they were playing aggravation, and the friend of, her name was B, the lady that watched us, the friend thought she took a little bit too much excitement in sending her back home, okay? And so much so that she got really angry and got up, and they left in the middle of the game. And they were in their 60s or 70s anyway, because when you're young, everybody looks old, right? But I mean, she had to be in her 60s or 70s, and her friend got up and left. And so the next day, B said, well, you know what? I'm going to call and apologize. She didn't mean, I don't know that she did anything wrong unless she really was taking a little bit too much enjoyment. So she called the next day to apologize, and her friend had died overnight. She never had the chance to apologize. And she shared that story with us when we saw her, if that was a Friday, then when we saw her on Monday, she shared that story. And so one of the things I would tell you is, sometimes you can't wait to forgive because you may not have the chance to either forgive or ask for forgiveness. So don't wait too long. And if you're a person that either has a hard time asking for forgiveness or accepting forgiveness, either one, so this goes back to my class, something I was reading on Thursday, it made me think that sometimes we think we're too good, that we can do it on our own. But one of the things that talked about in the book, there were three things that can help us do that, because we're not always going to be able to do it on our own. We have the grace of God that's given to us anytime we want it. Anytime that we are open to listening to God's voice, His direction, it's available for us, because sometimes we are not going to be able to do stuff on our own. We have the love of God that's always there. And it needs to be there because sometimes we are not going to be able to do stuff on our own. And we have the Holy Spirit that's trying to guide us and direct us in all we do. Because sometimes we are not going to do the right thing. We are not going to say the right thing. Either we're going to do that intentionally or we're going to do it unintentionally. But either way, we're not always able to do the right thing on our own. And so the question is, are you willing to let the Lord direct your life in these, not conflicts so much, but in these conversations that you have with people? And so if someone comes to you and they're asking for forgiveness, maybe the very first thing you should say is, I will not accept your apology. Maybe you need to think about what God is asking you to do. And I'm not asking you to forget, because that isn't likely to happen. I'm asking you to forgive, and really forgive. And often we are not able to do those things on our own. And you don't have to. So how many have read the sign? Anybody know what the sign says out here? Don't be afraid. Jesus is always with us, okay? If you're asked to forgive or you're trying to, if you're asked forgiveness or you're trying to forgive, you are not alone, even if it's just you and the other person. I'd had written down last week about if you have a conflict with somebody, and I ended up taking that scripture out, but because I thought it really went more with this week, if you're having trouble with someone, take someone with the church with you to help you mediate the problem. But on that first try, it says go by yourself. Even then, you're not ever really alone because the Lord is always with us. And so, as you know, I talk about homework, and sometimes there's long-term homework and sometimes there's short-term homework. Forgiveness is something that's going to be out there all the time. If you read some of the stories about the violence that takes place in our world now, it's because someone feels offended. They got offended, their feelings got hurt. The one I always like to hear is, well, they disrespected me. Well, big deal, okay? Grow up, because people are not always going to agree with what you're saying. And so I would say that's a form of forgiveness. Somebody says something to you and you go, man, I don't know what you're talking about, and just say, okay, I'm sorry. If you think you were offended, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry. And you have to be truthful about it. Can't be, no, I don't care. I'm sorry that I upset you. I didn't mean to. But remember that the Lord is always with you, because you are not always going to be able to do that by yourself. And so I'll tell one more story about where I had a little trouble with forgiveness one time. It's nothing worse than a parent who coaches their child in any sport. Okay, we can all agree to that, right? So we were having a little trouble with the umpires, and this was really important because this was girls softball, fourth grade. I mean, the whole world revolved around this team, right? There was a play at first base that, just say from my point of view, the call did not go our way, okay? I didn't say anything then, but when I was walking out to go out to the next inning, when I went past the umpire, he said, hey, I didn't think that was a very good call. Not like where everybody and their dog could hear me. I just said it to her. And she brought up something from like 4 weeks before that. And I instantly got mad. Has that ever happened to anybody here? And I turned to say, I'd like to talk about that some more. And the other coach said, Ed, just walk on. There is no reason to have this conversation with her. And I said, well, I think there is. And he goes, right now you do, but later on it will become less important to you. You know what? Some of those girls went on to play sports. Some of them didn't. But they're all like 30 years old now. And I bet except for me, none of them even remember that. Okay? And so he led me in the right direction. There was no reason for me to get in a confrontation then, because I would have had to just end up apologizing because I was going to be wrong. Even if I was right, I was wrong. And for me, sometimes being right is when I get really, you know, I'm not asking forgiveness. I'm not forgiven. I was right. Well, who knows if I was right or not? I thought I was right. But that asking forgiveness is hard, and we cannot always do it on our own. So let the Lord lead you in that. Amen? Yes. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful again that we could come together. Let us be open to the way you want us to be led, the way we deal with others, whether friends, families, people we accidentally run into. Be with all of us as we go out into your world and share our faith with those that we come in contact with. Amen.